Hello and welcome.
Hello and welcome.
So we gotta, where's the water? Where's my assistant?
Did you pour it?
So it's November, you know what that means.
Christmas!
It's Christmas season, I don't care what you say. So we have to do our song. Give me a ding, 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 dong, ding, 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 dong.
Me give you one?
Yeah.
Ding, 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 dong, ding, 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 dong, ding, 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 dong, ding, 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 ding.
This is a podcast about, no, you see, you changed the note too fast. We didn't get to that point yet. You gotta start with just the ding, ding, dongs until I get to the point where I'm singing. Ready? Start, all right. Try again.
Ding, 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 dong, ding, 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 dong, ding, 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 dong, ding, 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 dong.
This is a podcast about attracting women and masculinity. If you're into that sort of thing, you should take my advice or don't. I don't care. It could totally change your life and make you a really attractive guy. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Dong, ding, dong.
Threw me off at the end.
I skipped a few parts. We were listening to a version of that on Spotify the other day, and at the end of the song, we were waiting for the ding, dong, ding, dong, and we were just sitting there waiting for it, and it never came, and the next song started, and we're like, what the heck?
Trying to make it their own.
Yeah. How do you skip that part? Is that just on one specific version of it?
Well, maybe.
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 All right, so on the last video in this little series on how to attract women or be more attractive to women, I talked about being a high-value man or presenting yourself as a high value man. And this time we're going to be talking about more of like the physical appearance. Our baby is over there in a swing. He might be grunting sometimes. But this time we're going to be talking about like the physical appearance and how you present yourself more on a surface level, which I feel like is important for being attractive. That's what we're going to get into on this episode. So stick around. Lots of important information here. Stick around to the end of the talk or come back later if you get cut off and finish the episode. And if you missed that first part of this, go back and watch that one because lots of valuable information as well. Go back and watch or listen to that one rather. But yeah, we're gonna dive right into it. Hello and welcome to the Warrior King podcast. My name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur here to assist you on your journey to unlocking masculinity, manliness, and the warrior spirit within and overall leveling up your life. So last time it was just me blabbering away into the microphone, and this time I brought a beautiful woman. I didn't buy this beautiful woman. This is my wife, but I brought her along because I love her and gonna have a little bit of fun. Women want strong men and strong providers, and you can portray that with your physical appearance as well. And a lot of young men especially go around with this kind of boyish appearance. They hold on to boyish things. I mean, there's no nice way to put it. It's not attractive to women. Like, women want to know that the guy is a strong man and a strong provider and those sort of things. So if you're wearing like boyish things, that's going to take away from that.
I think the way that people dress portrays who they are and their character and what they're into. So if you're dressing like a boy still, women are going to look at you and think you're childish and think you're immature and think you don't have serious things going on in your life. Maybe think that you're not like professional or going after something or trying to level up, as you say. So, yeah. But if you dress masculine and you're dressing like an adult man, then they're going to think you have your life together more than if you're wearing like sneakers and graphic tees. And
yes, and we're going to get into that too, like what to wear to present yourself as a professional or even just a guy who has his life together and has maturity and has things figured out at least a little bit. So I wanted to start this off with how to carry yourself. And you'll see a lot of young guys with a very closed-in posture, hunched shoulders, kind of just like timid and shy. They're not open. They're not leading with their chest. That's a big part of presenting yourself as a professional or as a guy who's got it all together. So there's this thing leading with your chest. You want your chest to be open. You want your breath to be full and you want your shoulders back. You want to be standing straight. You want to be looking people in the eyes.
I think that goes for any person. Like, you should stand and walk with confidence and like stand tall and look like you're confident or know what you're doing. So when a woman sees a man like that, then they assume, whether they have it together or not for real, they assume that they do because of the way they're carrying themselves. So if they're standing and walking like they're confident, then women are going to think that they're confident, and that's an attractive trait to women.
Yes, and it is very common too to see that closed in, timid, awkward posture. And I used to be like that too. I know how that is and I know where that comes from. It comes from like insecurity and self-doubt and kind of the way that society and the world tells us that it's not okay to be a confident man. But then once you you step into being a confident man and you open up your posture, it changes a lot of things with your physical appearance. Just that tiny little adjustment, like just being open. Yeah, just overall confident.
And we're not saying walk in like this.
Yeah, you don't want to walk like a macho man with your arms out, yeah, like a RoboCop, something. Yeah, don't do that. Just be open.
Yeah.
And lead with your chest. All right, so back to graphic tees. I got to tell you, you got to ditch the graphic tees. Like, it's definitely an immature look. I think there's a time and a place for that. Like, if you were going to a concert or if you were going to a convention for something that you were a fan of, that's a time when those things are appropriate. But in your day-to-day life, if you're wearing a graphic tee and if you're not put together and you kind of look like a slob, that's not coming off as you got your stuff together. And if the subject of the episode is how to attract women, I think it's necessary to say that. I don't mean to like bash anyone or put anyone down for their current appearance or the way that they dress every day, but in a sense, that's kind of necessary for where we're going in this episode, is not looking like a slob. So one of the things is graphic tees, and then we could go to the opposite side of the spectrum, and I would also say to ditch the polos and golf shorts and things like that, because that's also like, there's two sides to that. So you either look like a slob or you look like a total tool, and graphic tees, the polos, the golf shorts, the boat shoes, that kind of stuff is just not attractive. And I'm going to get into the balance with an attractive look in a minute, but definitely those things I think the women find unattractive.
Yeah, and that goes back to how you dress portrays how you are. So if you look like a slob, people and women are going to assume that you're a slob. If you look like a tool, people are going to assume you're a tool. So how you dress reflects what people are going to think about you. Whether that sounds shallow or not, that's just the reality.
And I feel like with the graphic tees and baggy pants kind of sloppy look, it's the assumption is he doesn't have much going on. He has nowhere to be.
Yeah.
He has no one to impress. He doesn't really care what people think about him. He's probably doing nothing all day long. And then when I see like the guys with the polos and the golf shorts and that whole look, I feel like just for me, just first impression is he's probably more concerned with things like sports and playing golf and like faking it through life more than he is actually being an authentic person, because I feel like that look isn't authentic at all. It's definitely just,
yeah,
just like a default, like it's, there's nothing original or unique about it.
Yeah, it's like the male version of women wearing yoga pants or athleisure wear. There's a time for that, but if you're dressing like that every day, that's just like, what do you have going on in your life?
Yeah.
And people have different styles and different fashion senses, but overall, these are things that are making you look a certain way that might be unattractive to women.
Yeah, and you're not convincing anyone that you just came off the golf course or that you're a multimillionaire or anything like that. It's just like, why are you wearing pastel polos and golf shorts?
Yeah.
Another thing that I put here in my notes is to get rid of the brands and logos, like flashy brands and logos. That's not communicating anything either. Like, I feel like there's a misconception that having a fancy brand or a logo on your clothes communicates that you are wealthy or well off in some way. And that might have been the case a long time ago, but it's not anymore. If you look at a lot of successful men and successful people, there isn't a logo in sight. You wouldn't be able to tell where they're clothes came from. They're oftentimes not even dressed in super fancy things. They're more dressed in like a dressed up rugged look, which we're going to get into too in a minute. But the brands and the logos come off as kind of try hard and they're flashy. And I don't even know how to describe that, but it's like a,
like try hard and like trying like a false confidence or like,
yeah,
like showy and flashy. So it's almost like a, look at me, I have all these things.
Trying to show that you're something that you're like not, a show basically.
Off. Yeah.
Because if you were that successful and that well off, you wouldn't have to be showing off, right, and having these big brand logos on you and stuff.
And it's a little immature.
It is. It's immature for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So one of the really big ones that I definitely wanted to mention in this is footwear.
Shoes.
Definitely getting rid of sneakers and like Vans and stuff like that, like basketball shoes, that sort of thing. I see a lot of guys that they look all put together. I'm like, that guy is put together. He looks nice. And I get down, there's these like bright, colorful sneakers. And I'm like, no, that doesn't do it. Like with a lot of other things, like we were talking about, there's a time and a place for certain things. And if you want to look like a strong, masculine, professional man who has his life together, who's successful and going places, basketball shoes and skateboarding shoes and things like that aren't going to do it. I would recommend for like nicer occasions or certain looks, like a dress boot, like a really nice dress boot like a leather style, and then on your everyday, like a more of a hiking boot style. I wear hiking boots pretty much every day of my life, and then I have a couple of dress boots for nicer occasions. But at no time when I'm not working out, will you ever find me in sneakers just walking around in the world.
Yeah. If your lifestyle needs a tennis shoe or a sneaker, like you're working out, or maybe your profession is in sports, then obviously that's okay. But
if you're a coach or something like that at the gym, or I don't know, like a sports person.
If you're a sports guy. But going out and then or going to the grocery store or whatever, women, if they see a boot, it's way more attractive. Or like hiking boots is way more attractive than sneakers, because sneakers reflect either a sports guy, which is a totally different thing, or a child. Like, save it for the playground.
And you could even make the same argument against the hiking boots thing. Like, there's a time and a place for that. You might come back at me with that. Yeah. But it really, it's a more mature look if you're wearing boots rather than sneakers. Like, it just can't be denied on that one. Definitely either dress boots, and I'm going to show a couple of examples of that here in the video version if you're getting this on YouTube, or a hiking boot for more of a casual look. I'll show a couple of examples of that as well.
You even for a while wore a casual boot as like your everyday.
On my day-to-day for a while, until my feet started really hurting and I had sciatica because I'm 100 years old. But yeah, the dress style boots are very flat, and the hiking style boots have a lot more support. So that's why I wear those day-to-day, other than looking like a total hot man beast. Just kidding. There's this really popular YouTuber for men's advice and how to attract women and stuff like that. She's a lady. And one time I was watching one of her videos, and she was saying like looks that attract her to a guy. And her main thing was, she was like, I like a nice pastel short and like a button down shirt or a polo with a sweater over the shoulders tied in the middle. And I was like, I just wanted to like contact everybody who watched that video and be like, please do not listen to this lady. This is terrible advice. Do you think that that's attractive?
No.
I wouldn't think that women would find that attractive unless they were like very, very specifically into, like, it would be like almost on a fetish level that they were into like a really douchey fake rich guy. But
I mean, everybody has taste.
I mean, everybody has their own thing, but I'm just saying from a common perspective, that ain't it, dudes.
No.
So which brings me to my next note, which is women like rugged even when it's dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Women like rugged even when it's dressed up. So like I said before, women want strong men and strong providers, and they want masculine men who are doing things with their life, men who are going to protect them, men who are just going to be strong for them. You know, that's what a lot of this podcast is about, and what my book Warrior King is about, portraying that in your look as well. You want to look rugged even when it's dressed up, which is one of the main points that I wanted to make in this, and something that I feel like I figured it out when I was transitioning into doing construction. Like, I took my regular everyday look and then evolved it into this more rugged thing. And like I was talking about before, with the flashy logos and brands and all that stuff not being attractive, like for example, I'm wearing a $10 hat from Walmart, and then I'm wearing $150 boots from Merrell. So there's no, it's not like a what's the most expensive thing that I can get. 10 times out of 10, nobody's looking at your clothes and being like, oh, that's that brand, that guy must be all put together. Like, nobody gives a crap, honestly. And the rugged professional look, I feel like, is, unless I'm mistaken, is very attractive to women.
Yes, I agree. Because like you said, the trait that portrays is that you're going to be a man, you're going to be a strong provider, you're going to be masculine. And although that might not be the popular opinion in the media right now, most women want that. They want to be taken care of and protected. So if you look rugged and masculine, they're going to automatically assume that that is who you are.
Yes, and also the bad boy. There has to be kind of a bad boy mysterious aspect to it, especially on a first impression type of basis, is some sort of intrigue, which I'm going to talk about magnetism in a minute and what that means. But I don't know if like she thought you were a wuss or a slob or anything like that. Like, there has to be some sort of this guy's been up to no good at some point in his life, and that intrigues women and attracts them. Am I wrong?
No, like as a first impression thing, if they have some sort of mysterious bad boy look, then you're going to be intrigued and attracted to that and kind of want to get to know that.
Yeah, and there's a balance as well. Like, right off the bat, you might look at me and see all these tattoos and this like rugged exterior and stuff like that. And a lot of times I have a stern look on my face because I have just a resting face like that, like a furrowed brow and that sort of thing. You might be intimidated at first, but then when you get to know me, I'm very soft and kind and I love everyone. But there's that kind of offness, like something, it's almost like something's not right here, but in a good way. You know yeah. what I mean? It's almost portraying a danger and it's intriguing, yes. right? There's yep. It's kind of dangerous, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, which is attractive to women, like right off the bat. Like all those young girls when we go out, like one time we went through a drive-thru, the girl taking your order was like, couldn't find her words and like lit up and was talking about the weather. And I was sitting right in the passenger seat.
Yeah, it happens to me all the time.
It does, though. And they'll like linger eyes as we're both walking together. But it's because you have at first glance like that bad boy intrigue.
Do they ever like glare at you?
No, they don't even look at me.
Oh, it's like you're not even there.
It's like I'm not even there.
But yeah, I just have that rugged mystique. I'm just kidding.
It's true though.
I don't know. I'm not doing this intentionally. I'm just saying that it's like time tested and proven that this rugged professional look is something that women are attracted to. And like I was saying, even if it's like rugged dressed up, it would be hard to describe that, but you would just take that rugged professional look and make it a little bit nicer to dress up. Like the dress boot that I was talking about, a nice button down shirt, a more fitted look. I think that a lot of young men, like their clothes don't fit them properly and it comes off as like sloppy or slobby. You know yeah. what I mean? Some more of a fitted look, like it's closer to your body, which portrays confidence as well, because if you were self-conscious about your body and your life in general, you would wear something that you're like hiding behind mm-hmm. and you would be hunched over and you don't have that open posture and your clothes are kind of sloppy. I feel like that tighter fit, at least to the size of your body, like not too tight, but it portrays confidence yeah. in a way. It's like I'm comfortable with myself and the size that I am and all that sort of thing, yeah. which might sound feminine, but
no, that's
It goes into attracting women and being confident for sure. So that rugged look is attractive.
Yes.
All right. So another thing that I wanted to talk about is developing magnetism. And a lot of people have this misconception that magnetism is something that comes naturally to certain men. Like some guys have it and some guys don't. But you can actually develop and cultivate magnetism just by being more confident and more comfortable in yourself and more authentic in your journey and in your purpose and the things that you're pursuing. Magnetism is like an energy. Like when you meet someone, it's like a magnetic energy that comes off of you, and that open posture goes along with that. And just like when you approach people, or in this case we're talking about women, when you talk to women, when you approach women in any circumstance, you radiate this kind of energy from this open chest and from this being, and it's kind of like a magnetic thing, but it comes from confidence mm-hmm. and that magnetism was what ultimately attracts that woman to you. I mean, I don't want to come off as boastful or rude or anything like that. Like I'm not full of myself in any way, at least to my standard. But I feel like I'm one of those guys that I feel like I'm one of those guys that has that natural magnetism, and I think that it came from just years and years of life experience. Like I feel like I've lived for 100 years. I've done a lot of awesome things in my life. So in a lot of ways, I'm very confident. I'm very self-conscious in a lot of ways still too, but I feel like there's kind of like a, from lack of a better term, badassness that just lives in me from all of the things that I've been through. Magnetism can absolutely be cultivated and developed from you basically shifting your identity into a totally new person, presenting yourself differently, having that open presence and that open posture and things like that. But I wanted to ask you, like, when we first started seeing each other, what are some things that attracted you to me? Did you feel that magnetism, like when you first came over and I was just like immediately glued to your side and you were just okay with it? You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah. So the ruggedness for sure. And then the confidence, like he pursued me, but it wasn't like a desperate, eager.
Watch out for that cord. Watch out for the cord.
Watch out. Like you pursued me, but it wasn't like that eager, desperate, have to get your attention. So it was more of like a laid back confidence that you had, which caused me to kind of want to get your attention, I guess.
So you want to get my attention?
Yeah. So you had like a laid back confidence that made me want to get your attention. So it was that like magnetism. I just wanted to get to know you. You also like look like a bad boy, but I wanted to get to know who you really were. So, Yeah, so then it made me want to get to know you to see if you, like, were that bad boy or if that was just, like, a contrast in your look and your personality, which is super attractive when there's, like, a contrast with look and personality with the bad boy, but then, like, you're actually, like, a nice guy. When we first started hanging out, you had, like, I guess confidence again, but it was, like, it wasn't, like, a try-hard confidence. Like, it was almost like a, you acted like I would already like you, and that was attractive because then I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my whole game. Mm-hmm. That's, I planned that. I'm just kidding.
Which is like attractive and like playful too. So then it like is flirty and fun.
Flirty and fun.
Flirty and fun.
All right, so here's one of my notes that I wanted to talk about, but we kind of touched on it a lot already. So I'm just going to give it to you as a mantra, the note exactly as I wrote it, which is dark and composed, confident and mysterious. Mm. So just remember that, ponder that for a minute. Dark and composed, confident and mysterious. So another point that I'd like to touch on here is that women want men and strong men. They don't want boys, so ditch everything boyish.
Yeah.
And that goes into not finding your identity in things like video games and anime or your favorite sports team or things boyish. Like if you could go back and think about like when you were a boy and you were like, what are boys supposed to like? And you liked those things. You're a grown up man now and you should be pursuing your purpose in life and contributing to the world and contributing to society in some way. So those boyish things are not your identity anymore. And if they are, you're going to be presenting yourself that way on an exterior level. And that's going to put women off and it's not going to be attractive. And a lot of women I see kind of fake being into those things when they find a guy attractive. But they don't find those things attractive. I'm just going to be totally honest with you. The whole gamer guy thing, the sports team guy thing. I mean, these things all communicate that you have nothing going on for you. You're not contributing to the world in any way. You have no purpose and drive for your life. And you're basically just a box checker. So get rid of anything boyish. It's okay to like those things. It's okay for them to be hobbies. It's okay to be into all of the things that you're into, but it should not be your personality. I feel like I'm getting really serious on this one. I'm getting heated, but like those things should not be your personality. Yeah. Like watching football every day and drinking beer should not be who you are, and it should definitely not be your identity and how you're presenting yourself, because I don't think that you're going to attract the right women in that way.
Mm-mm. Preach it.
So that's all I got to say about that. And my next note was, sports are not your identity, be authentic. So you want to find your own identity, your own self, your own path, your own purpose. Like, I know so many guys that their favorite sports team is their identity.
Yes.
I mean, we've even seen them at like very important family get-togethers and they just stand in front of the TV and can't do anything else because they don't know how to interact with people, how to interact with their wives. They have no identity other than, I gotta watch the game right now because that's who I am.
Yeah.
And that's, is that attractive to women?
No. It goes back to, you said be authentic. So when your identity is one of those things that you listed, you come across as just one of a million guys.
Yeah, one of a million. Exactly. That's a very good way to put that.
So yeah, women like uniqueness and like they like something different about you.
So like I'm Michael Riggs. I used to play in hardcore bands when I was a teenager. I did a lot of crazy stuff. I'm a multi-published author. I'm now a podcaster. I'm a self-help coach. You know, like the list goes on and on. Like my identity is completely authentic in who I am. I'm not just the guy who goes to work at the basic job, comes home and watches sports and drinks beer, goes to work at the basic job. I just have no identity in my favorite sports team. Like that's the only thing that I can talk about in a public situation is my favorite sports team. And there's literally nothing else. Like there's no depth to it.
Right. Like make your thoughts and your ideas and your vision your identity.
Right. Yeah. Be
not
yourself.
Not the things. Be yourself.
You don't have to be yourself. Be yourself. If you get that reference, you better comment on this. Yes. Wherever you're getting it.
And tell us where you're watching that movie.
Yeah, because it's not on anything. That movie is not on anything. And 'tis the season to watch that movie. But I'm not going to say what it is. You got to know the reference.
Yes.
All right. So this one is going to stray from the path that we've been on a little bit. But I feel like it's important because it was a mind-blowing revelation for me when I was younger. This might sound like a tip for older guys. But there are some of us who are just, you know, unfortunate to lose our hair very early. So the point that I want to make is know when to shave your head. It's unfortunate, but it's true. And I tried to hang on to my hair for a long time and it ended up looking really ridiculous. I actually came across an article online just randomly that was titled Know When to Shave Your Head. And I was like, pfft. And at the time I kind of already knew, but I read it. And you know, when your hairline starts to recede or you start to get a bald spot, it starts to get a little bit patchy. I started losing my hair in my mid to late 20s, which is very rare, but I had hair loss on both sides of my family. So it does happen to some younger guys, and this could be advice for older guys as well. I know some older guys that still hang on to their hair, but to attract women, which is the content of this episode, you don't want to have the old man wrap around with the bald top or even just some sparse hairs hanging around on the top. I feel like a shaved bald head is more attractive than that in any case. What do you think?
Yeah, it's more attractive because no one wants like that. You got the front done, but then like the bald circle right here. Yeah. But it also exudes confidence because if you're confident enough to wear a bald head, then that's attractive.
It's a very masculine look as mm-hmm. well, like having that bald shaved head. I have a bald head. I shave my head all the time. And you know why? Because I'm bald on top and I don't want to look like a doofus. Like I shave my head because I have, like it's pretty much, there's hair that grows in here, but it's not a lot. And if I just let everything grow in, I would look like I was 20 years older than I am.
Yeah, that's true. It makes you look older.
Yeah, it makes you look older. And I mean, if you're like 60 and the girl you're going after is 55, she's still probably not attracted to that bald on top and sparse hair all over the place on the sides type of look. Like it's a way more masculine and manly look to know when to shave it off, shave your head. And if you look at some of the most successful men in the world, they all have bald shaved heads, so it's okay.
Yes. You're in good company.
I'm thinking about that Theo Von clip where he's like, people are without hair. Will Smith's husband. So yeah, know when to shave your head. If it's really sparse up there, it looks way better. You might not think so. You might think that you'll look like a dork and that it'll look ridiculous, but I promise you, you'll get used to it. I hated it at first, but I'm way happier with a bald head than I am with just sparse hair. We got a baby waking up right now. All right, so let's bring this together with women like strong masculine looks. They like rugged. They like rugged professional. There has to be some sort of bad boy element there. Your clothes got to fit you right. Don't wear sloppy baggy clothes. Wear clothes that fit your body. Get tattoos on your face. I'm just kidding. Don't get tattoos on your face. Don't do that ever in your life. But don't look like a lazy slob. Look like someone who's going places. It has to communicate that you have something going for you in your life. You have places to be. You have an impression to make because you're important. And like I said, go back and watch that last episode, which is about presenting yourself as a valuable man, even when you can't prove it yet. That was a big part of it. Was like, I'm not making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, but I want to communicate that I'm going there someday. That's a huge part of that episode, so check that one out. And I wanted to give you a bonus chip, and I wanted to give you a bonus tip, which is choosing the right fragrance. So do you think that a man smelling good is attractive?
Yes. Oh, that's one of the things I should have added to what attracted me to you at first, is you always smelled good. Like,
what did I smell like?
Like a man. You always had like, you just always smelled good. Like you always smelled like a man and like a put together clean man. You didn't have like man stench. I could also like smell a fragrance on you, but it wasn't like overpowering and it wasn't like feminine. Like it was a manly smell. And that's attractive.
So rugged bad boy who smells super good. That's the formula, guys. We figured it out. We cracked the code.
Because all of those things portray confidence. And even if you don't feel confident and put together yet, if you do those little things to your appearance, you're going to portray that. And then you'll actually start to feel more confident too.
Yeah, for sure. That's absolutely true. And I'm going to be honest with you. I've only had an expensive cologne like once or twice in my life, like a really high quality expensive cologne. I usually do my research really well and find inexpensive, affordable colognes and fragrances that they smell expensive. They smell fancy. You can look at the ingredients in them. Maybe it's a fragrance house that's just getting started, hasn't got on their feet just yet, or they do even imitation fragrances. So I brought a couple with me right here. This one is Territoire Wild, and this stuff smells absolutely amazing. I discovered this one probably last year, and this is supposed to smell just like Sauvage by Dior. I've gotten a lot of compliments with this one, and I'm not sponsored by these people anyway. There's no affiliate links or anything like that. I'm just trying to give you some valuable tips. Like Territoire Wild smells expensive and nice. Mm-hmm. Smells handsome, right?
Yeah, it does.
And then there's another one from a fragrance house in Dubai called Ressassi, and I don't know how to to say it, but it's Shura, I think. Shura, something like that. I'm sure I'm pronouncing it completely incorrectly, but this one smells, this is more of like a clean scent. So this Territor Wild is a very like masculine, confident scent that's like very bold and manly. And then this one's more clean. I would say almost feminine, but still very masculine. You know what I mean? It's more of like a clean smell, but these smell super expensive. So if you do your research, you can find the right fragrance, the right smell to smell high quality and expensive without spending a ridiculous amount of money for a small bottle of stuff. I've never done that before.
But you always smell attractive and manly and handsome.
Yeah, I do. So that's what I got for you guys today. I hope that you found some value in this episode. I felt kind of weird doing this one because I feel like, you know, talking about surface level type of attractiveness things, it's kind of, it feels like being mean at sometimes, but it's absolutely necessary. If the topic of conversation is how to attract women, these things are all true and you can either take my advice or not, and that's up to you. But I'm telling you, like, that rugged, manly, professional thing and getting rid of anything that's boyish is going to boost your game.
Yes.
I hate saying that. Boost your game. But it is. It's going to make you more attractive to women. So that's what I got for you today. If you like this episode, if it inspired you, leave a like, rating, review, whatever the thing is on the platform that you're getting this on. Push the thumbs up button or leave a rating if you're on a podcasting platform. If this episode especially inspired you or helped you in some way, there's links down in the description of this video or this podcast where you can either buy me a coffee or you can give to this podcast to help us keep doing it. And I hope that you get out there. I hope that you do attract women. I hope that you find your one true love, because that should be the ultimate purpose of everything that you're doing. You shouldn't just be, you know, trying to play the field or anything like that. That's super lame. But that's what I got for you. And thank you for watching and listening. And we'll see you on the next one. Thanks, guys. Bye.